Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, growing up on a farm, it can sometimes be a little bit lonely when it comes to making friends. There's no one else around. Maybe your friends live, you know, 20, 30 Ks away and things
depends
like that.
Depends on the farm you run, yeah. I suppose. You know, if you like run a dairy farm, you might be pretty popular. If you run
exactly
a sewage
right.
farm, probably not as popular.
Yeah. Dairy farm, you'd be pretty popular with the ladies, I would imagine, but they'd be, you know, the animal species.
Yeah.
But when I was growing up, we lived on a farm probably about 5Ks out of town, and I used to have a pet chicken that I used to call Hectorina, which was one of my best friends, a
Aww.
Little baby chicken. Funny story about this chicken. Actually, when we first got it, we were told it was a rooster, and all of a sudden it starts laying eggs. It's like, well, if I know anything about the anatomy, I don't think this is a boy. I think it's a girl.
No.
It looks like...
I hope you didn't try to milk any of the bulls.
Oh, God,
you sound
no.
like a very confused little boy.
Yeah, no, confused enough. But up in Queensland, there is a boy named Boyd Leach, a 7-year-old who's been dubbed the Bull Wrangler because of his relationship with a bull named James Bond. Listen to this.
He's known around these parts as the Barefoot Bull Wrangler, and 7-year-old Boyd Leach's best mate is a 1-ton bull called James Bond.
He's just a good bull. I love that he's so big and everything about him.
Boyd has been around cattle his whole life and knows what makes a quality Brahmin.
A good body, a thick legs and big bulls so he can breed lots of cattle.
Right.
A big set of canasters.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of guys who have a Tinder profile that list the same... the same attributes.
Yeah, the world has taken on with this story. Like, he's been on Sunrise and a few other TV shows like that, and they're just like, this is an adorable story of, you know, a boy and his bull. He's been, he's gotten pretty attached to the bull, but...
I mean, it's a lovely story. At the same time, I don't know if I'd be willing to let my 7-year-old child play around a 1-ton bull.
Yeah.
It's just an accident waiting to happen.
Also, when he says he's just going outside to play with some marbles, you may be a little bit worried.
Oh, God, yeah.
But unfortunately, when you're on a cattle farm and things like this, well, obviously, it's a way to make money. So it looks like there could be a bit of trouble in paradise with his mate, James Bond.
But the beautiful friendship is coming to an end. This week, James Bond fetched a whopping $21,000 at the biggest sales in Australia, a price that put the boy and his bull on national television.
Tell us why James Bond is such a good bull.
He's one of a kind in my heart. He's just like magic.
Please tell me they're putting James Bond out to stud and they are not going to butcher this poor child's favourite bull.
I just hope they broke it to him gently. Like, I hope they told him the truth about where the bull's going.
They're not selling it for meat, are they? You couldn't do that to him. Surely.
I don't think so at this stage.
Okay.
This kid's pretty resilient.
This is horrible.
He's a resilient kid. He's happy. He's like, okay, well, James Bond is going, you know, undercover for a brand new mission or something else like that. But now the search once again continues for him to find a new best friend, and these are the sort of things he's looking for.
Now he's looking for a new friend, and he knows what he's after.
When I see a bull like this, I think, wow, I love him.
So he's like, all right, I'll just get another one.
He's
another
already
one
moved on.
Around. Yeah, he's like, what, James Bond?
James Bond, it's James who?
Let's be honest though, this bull sold for $21,000. I don't think they're chopping this bull up.
I was going to say, if they do, maybe the next bull that he makes friends with, they just call it Wagyu straight off the
maybe.
Bat. Just name it.
You heard little boy talking about the set of canasters on this bull. If I took a stab in the dark, I'd say he's probably going out to stud and he's going to be part of a breeding program.
You would hope so.
Yeah, well, I just imagine though, when he goes to one of the, like a fertility clinic, if he has to go somewhere like that, you know, all of a sudden the nurse puts on the rubber glove, walks in and goes, Mr. Bond, shaken, not stirred,
oh,
I take
Jesus.
It.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
This time yesterday, I was talking about how we had someone come to visit us the other day after I got home from work and the person was there and all I wanted to do was change into my tracksuit pants, but because there was a, you know, someone in the house, I didn't. Because I feel like...
society has said that you cannot do that.
Well, yeah. I posed a question to you yesterday. Would you wear tracksuit pants down the road?
No, because one time when I first turned 18, I wore tracky dacks to the club and I never heard the end of it, so I got rid of them all. I was like,
exactly.
I'm not going to be stuck in this situation.
Why
again.
Is there such a stigma attached
I don't know.
To tracksuit pants? Yeah. I feel like there's someone... should be walking behind me with the bell going, shame, ding, 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 shame, if I should wear tracksuit pants outside.
Yeah, people are passionate about it too. Like, it's the same level as passion as pineapple on a pizza. with tracky ducks. A lot of people I know are like, no, you never wear tracky ducks outside the house. Inside the house only. Make sure all the curtains are shut so no one can see you.
What if you, like, just really went all out with the dag factor? You went tracksuit pants.
Flanno.
Pair of Crocs, flanno. And then you could almost seem like you were being ironic when it came to your daggy level of fashion, you know what I mean?
People because
like, eyes, look at Brad, right. He's being a bit of a cheeky bugger.
Yeah, because it doesn't stand out like a sore thumb if you just like maybe dress moderately, but then you got the tracky dykes. If you've gone all out, it's like you're a chameleon. You've just blended into your surroundings.
Mm. So we want to get to the bottom of it this morning because, I mean, I have seen people walk around the streets wearing tracksuit pants, and I'm thinking, have we reached that stage now, or is it just people who like have been in lockdown for so long they're like, stuff it, like they're
fashion's
blurring
changed.
The lines between what they wear inside and outside now. They're like, I don't care about society's conventions when it comes to what I wear outside. So let's talk a little bit of fashion. When it comes to tracksuit pants,
they've got the word suit in there, and maybe you're an athlete and you're hitting the track and they've got racing stripes down the side. Who knows?
Yes or no? 1-300-92-1250. Is it okay to wear the tracksuit pants outside? Yeah. Perhaps you do it, or perhaps you no longer do it because, like Hutsy, you got judged once and you went, oh, the hell with this.
Which side of the fence are you on?
More trouble than they're worth.
Tracky ducks, outside the house, yes or no? Give us a call.
It's comfort versus fashion, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're really worried, we can actually muffle your voice so no one knows it's you. If maybe you
I don't think
like
we have that technology.
Shunned from
sure.
your neighbourhood. So call up, tracky ducks, outside the house, yes or no? 1-300-92-1250. Jack, you strike me as a young man that would definitely love to wear a set of tracky ducks outside the house. Am I correct in assuming this, mate?
Mate, I bloody love a pair of tracksuit pants outside the house.
Do you pair them up with the double pluggers as well?
No, you know, a couple of years ago I had this stigma around wearing UGG boots. I couldn't be seen wearing UGG boots. Dad converted me and now I even wear tracksuit pants and UGG boots outside.
Oh, wow. Do you find the dag factor of both cancel each other out? You can get away with it?
They do. And, you know, it's cold enough here to really get away with it. Well,
that's
I only
it.
Live in Maria anyway, so everyone's doing it.
And then you can upgrade to the matching outfit. So once you've done that, you can also get the beanie as well and the case of VB over the shoulder.
Yeah, that's right. I even bought a matching tracksuit not so long ago as well.
Oh, nice. I was going to ask if you had a good tracksuit that you wear out for special occasions.
I do.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All grey.
All grey, and if that doesn't go down too well, you just get the tracksuit that looks that's you know it's got the markings on it like it's a suit, with the, you know, the little bow tie and the buttons and that.
Oh, yeah, that's super fancy. That's too fancy for me.
That's for black tie events.
Yeah.
So when you get an invite that says smart casual, Jack, you go smart extremely casual.
Yeah,
that'd be the whole tracksuit with the tie.
Well done, mate. We'll keep flying that flannelette flag for us.
Yeah, I'd, you know, my matching tracksuit sort of makes me look a bit more like Rocky.
Oh, okay.
That's
there
it.
You go.
As long as you run upstairs and you've got a bit of sweat going on, then you can pull it off.
I just need to have Eye of the Tiger playing and I'm right.
Nice. We'll keep an eye out for Jack and his tracksuit on the streets of Maria. Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, guys.
I had a lot of people as well on Facebook overwhelmingly in favour of tracksuit pants.
Absolutely.
Outside, tracky dacks everywhere.
Yeah, everyone's like, look, basically be as comfy as you can. It's your body. Do with it as you wish.
That's it.
Belinda says, yes, you know, we should definitely wear tracky ducks outside the house, but when everyone else dresses up to go to a restaurant and your husband wears truckies, it's not okay.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Lawns, some people are very precious about theirs. They put a lot of time and effort into carefully landscaping their front or back lawns, manicuring the grass, trimming those edges. I know you love it, Hutsy. You look forward to it each and every 2 months.
2 months, I wish. It's like 2 weeks now the way that thing's grown. No, I'm like the parent that takes their kid to the barbers and is like, I don't care what kind of haircut you want. I'm getting the cheapest one possible and the shortest one. That's how we're doing this.
You're like one step away from just like dumping pesticide all over it.
I'm one step away from making my lawn bald.
Just installing a Greek lawn,
that's
just
it,
concrete
yeah.
the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look, some people can get very precious and they can get very defensive when people walk on their lawns.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And this is what one guy has done. You know, normally people, you know, have certain levels of aggression. One being asking someone who's cutting across your front lawn very politely to please stop.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, 10 being chase them off at gunpoint like you Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Did you hear me? I said, get off my lawn now. I blow a hole in your face and then I go in the house and I sleep like a baby. You can count on that.
We don't recommend that level of aggression when it comes to your lawn. This is probably the good... This is the sweet spot. Thomas Lyon, he got tired of people cutting across his lawn, and he's known on TikTok as T Guns 81. So he recorded these videos of people going across his lawn, and then he set up a sprinkler system so that when people would walk across the lawn, it would trigger the sprinklers to go off. That didn't even deter some people, so then he installed a really annoying alarm that went off when they'd make that noise when they go across. Yeah. And he put the videos up on TikTok, and they blew up. His first video had 40 million views, and the other ones had around $3.6 million. But he's had varying reactions to the videos. Some people are saying it's very mean to do this.
Is he an elderly gentleman? Does he look a little bit older?
Not sure about what his age is. I'm guessing T-Guns 81. That's probably his birth year, so he's still a fairly young bloke.
Yeah, I definitely know it's something with the older generation. Like, you know, like I've been in trouble that many times when I was growing up for just walking across someone's lawn. They're like, there's a footpath there for a reason.
Yeah,
like, whoa, sorry, man, I don't want to have trouble.
Well, the thing is, he doesn't have a fence. He's got a corner block, and he doesn't have a fence. So people just, I think, maybe assume it's maybe council land. I don't know, but people are cutting across.
They go on the shortcut. They don't want to walk like the right angle to go around the corner. They're like, no, I'm going to cut straight across.
That's it. So he's got all this effort of installing the automatic sprinklers, the alarm system. If it was me personally, I would just let the grass grow and just put a sign at the front saying, beware of snakes. Ooh. And that's it. It's job done. No one's cutting through your lawn anymore. But yeah, some people said, look, it was mean. Others said, I love this level of pettiness. It's your lawn. You do as you want. And someone said, you know, I was raised never to cut across someone's lawn. I was kind of the same.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done it. I've done it quite a few times, got in trouble. But if he wants to go one step further, if he wants to let the grass really grow, he should just put a scarecrow there to keep the pests away. That's what the farmers do.
Yeah, but that's true. That's true. That could work with people. I don't know. I think it's a pretty good idea. Like, you know, they're going to get a little bit wet, but it'll teach them not to do it.
Absolutely,
It'll teach people to stop walking on your lawn, riding your bikes along your lawn, or dry humping your lawn like they're in a Sir Walter ad. Just like the amount of times you sort of come to it, you find a guy in your front lawn and you just come up to him and go,
can I help you, mate?
This has got to be Sir Walter.
It is.
I'm going to need more sand to fill in those holes in the lawn again.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.